Hey everyone, welcome to episode 63 of My 123 Cents, the podcast. As always, I appreciate you listening, downloading, sharing, getting the word out about the podcast, the blog, the YouTube channel, the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook. It's all there. You can head over to www.my123cents.com and you'll get connected with everything that I just mentioned. Also, of course, at the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. My appreciation goes out to Greg Mahochko and the good people with JitteryMonkey.com. So be sure to check out the other podcasts that are available there as well. I want to get to some news and notes before I head over to the interview this week, which is with a former NFL player, and I'm going to call him a WWE prospect, I guess, because there has been some buzz and some talk about him eventually at some point maybe going to WWE. We talk about that at Adam Carriker, and we talk in detail about his time in the NFL as well as college ball. And I'm not a huge sports fan, so I was a little out of my element with this interview. I'm going to admit that up front. And just because of his time constraints, we only had about 15 minutes or so, but we do have a pretty good conversation about his love and passion for professional wrestling as well, and some of the folks that he has met along the way. So that interview is coming up in just a few minutes. Also, I talked a little bit about it last week. I am working with the folks at BreakingWrestlingNews.com. It's a relatively new website, and I am honored to be a part of the team, sharing some My 123 Cents, if you will, through the opinion and commentary section that I don't write on my123cents.com, so it's fresh content over there. Also, helping to put together some of the breaking news stories that come out along the way, some of them being good news for wrestling fans, others not so good news, and that's where I'm going to start this week with the sad news, the passing of ECW original Axel Rotten, dead at the age of 44. And as I record this, it's speculative that suicide is a factor here. And my thoughts, and I know Chad as well, you know, at My 123 Cents, we send our condolences, our thoughts and prayers to Axel's family, his friends, and of course his fans. I met Axel Rotten about, oh gosh, almost 11 years ago now, I guess it was, at a small independent, or I say independent, it was IWA Mid-South, was in town here in Southern Illinois, and Axel was a part of that card, and I just met him backstage. I did not have any kind of lengthy conversation with him by any means, but sad news for a lot of folks that Axel Rotten no longer with us. Some other news going on in the world of professional wrestling. Let's start with injuries. Finn Balor apparently hurt his ankle either right before or during the NXT show in Nashville, Tennessee. WWE has confirmed that he is going to be evaluated Monday. This podcast, of course, dropping Monday morning, so maybe after listening to this, there will be an update on Finn Balor's official condition. I know that the NXT tapings up till WrestleMania have already been put in the can, so he may be able to get a little time off leading up to NXT Dallas, which is going to be an amazing show. Chad and I will be there, and I am looking forward to that show, actually, at this point, more so than WrestleMania itself, but you know, I'm not going to be critical of anything until we know exactly what all is going to happen at WrestleMania, and after Fastlane, we'll have a better idea of what is happening with that. Also, on the injury front, Nikki Bella returning to the gym and getting back to working out after her neck surgery just last week, so we wish her all the best as well. She tweeted out some pictures, and there's an article over at BreakingWrestlingNews.com that chronicles that. Awesome Kong has been released from TNA. Chad and I talked about that last week and whether or not we wanted to see her come to WWE. I still support the idea of her coming to WWE and playing that monster that she was supposed to have been when she first came in as Karma in WWE. I think that she and Charlotte, even though Charlotte is showing signs of being a heel right now, I think that she and Charlotte could have some amazing matches. Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks. I mean, there is a plethora of women on the roster now that were not there when Karma first came to WWE in 2011. I think it was 2011. I felt like that was a missed opportunity for her. And I think the landscape of women's wrestling has changed significantly over the last year or so. But even in the last 6 months, we've seen some big changes. So my hope is still that Awesome Kong / Karma comes back to WWE and we get to see her do some true in-ring competition because, and someone will correct me, I'm sure, if I'm wrong here, my only recollection of Karma being in the ring and wrestling was at the 2012 Royal Rumble when she came in, and I think eliminated Michael Cole maybe, but I would love to see her get another shot, an opportunity and a chance to shine as a women's wrestler. I know that there was talk when she was there the first time around of going with Beth Phoenix, which would have been amazing as well. But I think you could bring Karma in, and it would be a great addition to an already talented Divas roster, in my opinion. Also on the released front, Bull Dempsey gone now from NXT. He was released. I don't know if he was actually released or if he asked for his release. The tweet that he had sent out basically thanking WWE, Triple H, the friends that he had made at NXT for the opportunity. And, you know, I always hate to see anyone lose their job, whether I was a fan or not. And, you know, Bull Dempsey, there was a kind of a disconnect for me with him. I just did not get into his character. Either one of them. I know they had kind of repackaged him a little bit, and he just didn't resonate with fans, and I guess I am in that category as well, but I do wish him all the best and hope that he lands on his feet. I'm sure he will, and he's already taking bookings, so you can search him out, you know, on Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of good stuff. So I think that is my list of news news items for right now. I can't really think of anything else going on in the world of professional wrestling. Of course, anytime you can check out breakingwrestlingnews.com or head over to www.my123cents. And of course, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. The new Instagram page is up and running as well. Just search for my123cents on those places. And as always, for the next couple of weeks, we are going to continue the WrestleMania prize pack Road to WrestleMania contest. And the question this week, you're going to have to listen to the interview with Adam Carriker. Who is Adam's all-time favorite professional wrestler? Again, head over to the My123Cents Facebook page. Send a private message to us, Chad and I. We are keeping track. Chad is actually keeping track of all the correct answers. And every time you answer correctly for a question, you get thrown into the contest. And again, the top prize, a 3-month subscription to WrestleCrate. There's also a prize, a Sting prize pack. Chad's got a lot of Sting collectibles and items that he's putting into that, including a coveted VHS. So that will be worth something someday, I'm sure. And then also a $25 gift card to the WWE Shop website. So again, who is Adam Carriker's all-time favorite professional wrestler? Head over to My123Cents on Facebook, answer that, and we'll see you on the flip side. Stay tuned for Adam Carriker.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 123 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, as promised, I am joined on the phone this afternoon for our podcast by NFL great Adam Carriker. And Adam, thanks so much for being a part of the podcast today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you spent 8 years in the NFL and obviously played while in college as well. Can you tell me and our listeners a little bit about the transition of going from college ball to the NFL? Because I would imagine that's a surreal experience and a dream come true.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. To me, the bigger transition was high school to college on the field. And then going to the NFL from college, there was a bigger transition off the field because it goes from being something that you do for, like, the rules for NCAA is 20 hours a week to your full-time 8-10-hour-a-day job. And a lot of people don't realize that, but it's like you show up at 8 o'clock, you leave at 4 or 5 o'clock, and, you know, you usually have work to take home. In our case, you know, whether it's recovery, rehab, or film. So it's just an adjustment. You know, getting a paycheck versus going to class and things of that nature. And the better you play, the more you get paid. And the not good that you play, you get paid less. So, you know, it changes off the field a little bit more.
Now, had you always been a fan of, and how long had you played football?
My dad actually would not let me play until the seventh grade. That's why I ended up doing cross country for 1 year in the sixth grade. Because I was bored walking home and saw all these kids, so I joined them, and which I scoff at today. No way, God's green earth, I would do that now. But anyways, when I retired, I think I actually went back and did the math, and I think it was like 20 years, like right on the dot, that I played football.
Wow. So you're on the show. This is a wrestling podcast, so let's kind of dive into a little bit of wrestling. How long have you been a fan of professional wrestling?
Ever since I can remember, really. Like, my earliest memories were my dad going to the cable station to get that little box that you put on the TV so you could get the pay-per-views. I remember Hogan turning heel in 96 Bash at the Beach. And then there was kind of a blank space because while I wanted to watch wrestling, my dad did not. I'll never forget. Hogan turns heel. He cuts that, you know, drops the leg on Macho Man Randy Savage, cuts the promo in the ring, NWO. My dad sits there, very, very quiet. He's kind of a stern guy. Gets up, shuts the TV off, takes the box back to the cable company, and we just never really watched wrestling again. At least he didn't. And he won't admit it that he does now, even though he does. My mom tattles on him. But, you know, there was kind of I missed a lot of stuff. And so I've watched a lot of it on the network. I've watched a lot of it online, DVDs and whatnot, to kind of catch up. Because he didn't respond well to that. So,
who were some of your favorites growing up?
Oh, my favorite growing up was the Ultimate Warrior. He was my favorite. I loved. Apparently, I like guys that don't talk very well, are powerhouses, and extremely intense, because my all-time favorite is Goldberg.
Okay.
So those two guys are very similar, not in the way they look, but everything else. So my all-time favorite would be Goldberg, then The Rock is like a very close second. I put Stone Cold probably third, Sting, and Warrior probably tied for fourth and fifth, because the Crow Sting is what really got me into Sting.
Yeah, and so you obviously played football, as we've well documented here. Goldberg, of course, once played football as well, transitioned into the world of professional wrestling. Is that something that you, you know, I've read some online reports that you have had some interest in it. Are you interested in stepping into the ring, or have you ever had any kind of wrestling training?
I've never had any kind of wrestling training. I was picking on this kid in seventh grade, nothing malicious. The teacher goes, he was a wrestler. And this kid was, you know, kind of a nerd, but we were friends, actually, but the teacher didn't like it. He goes, you two get in the middle of this and you wrestle. And the kid kicked my butt. And, you know, in a real fight, he'd have no chance. I don't know how to wrestle. So anyways, getting ready for Tough Enough, I got a call from WWE. Would you like to be a part of Tough Enough? And I hadn't decided if I was going to retire yet or not, so I kind of put them off, things of that nature. And I ultimately ended up telling them no, and they called me back the next day and said, well, we really like the Skype interview you set in. We really like everything about you. Several of the guys I'd had on my podcast that I used to have, so I kind of knew a lot of the guys, and they basically told me I have a standing offer. Come down there, come to Orlando, and work with the company. You know, at this point, I haven't really decided what I want to do after football just yet, but it's a possibility. You never know.
So have you ever, I know you've had phone interviews or conversations with him. Have you been to the training facility there in Orlando? Have you seen it in person?
No, I haven't. The last time I was in Orlando was about 5 years ago. We went to Disney World. I actually went to a TNA show because okay. They always tape down there every Thursday. And there was a bunch of Redskins fans that worked for the company and a couple of the wrestlers. So I got to go backstage and meet the wrestlers. I actually got to meet Hogan, and I'll never forget, he was kind of running the show at the time, and him and Brooke were there, and he looks at me. He didn't know who I was or what I did. He goes, "You ever thought about wrestling?" I go, "Well, I can just sign a contract with the Redskins and whatnot." And he goes, "Well, whenever football ends, give me a call." And he just kind of got in his vehicle and drove off. But that was kind of cool. But no, I've never actually been to the new facility.
That's got to be a very flattering experience when somebody with the legend of Hulk Hogan telling you that you should get involved in wrestling.
It was awesome. I mean, it was very cool because I got to meet a lot of guys, you know, Kurt Angle and all them. It was very cool, and I asked the guy who kind of hooked me up, I go, "Hey, is Hulk here? I'd like to meet Hulk." You know, and so he runs outside and down that little corridor that they have. There was Hulk walking. He doesn't walk very fast anymore, which is good for me at the time because we were able to catch him and kind of do the picture and the handshake and all that. So
that's awesome. So going to pick your brain about the current state of wrestling. I know that you have a young family, as do I, so don't always get to dedicate as much time to watching it as we'd probably like to, but how are you feeling about Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, those guys kind of all facing off to face Triple H at WrestleMania?
I think it'll be a good match. I would be surprised if Roman Reigns doesn't win. A little Wyatt family interference because I think they're building up Lesnar versus the Wyatt. Reigns probably gets the pin over Ambrose and he heads to WrestleMania, faces Triple H. But I'm excited. Roman Reigns was one of the guys we interviewed and it was pretty cool. He actually, when he came on, he didn't know who was interviewing him. And, you know, I introduced myself and Chuck, who was my co-host, introduced himself. He goes, "I have character. You play in Nebraska, right?" Well, it turns out, I didn't know this, Roman Reigns played D-tackle at, you know, all ACC defensive tackle at Georgia Tech. So we kind of, you know, connected over football and spoke a couple times since. So I've always been a Roman Reigns fan. But I think they've got to turn, I don't know, they got to do something with him because they're trying to get this big push and sometimes the fans react, sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, a heel turn is almost too obvious. They got to do something, though. I'm not quite sure what it is.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I like Roman Reigns as well. And I'm a big Daniel Bryan fan as well. Hopefully he'll make it back at some point once he's healed and is doing better. Do you ever get to make it to any of these bigger shows and watch just even as a fan?
Yeah, I've been to a few Raws. I got to go backstage a few times and meet a couple of guys. It was very cool. Met Titus O'Neil. He's a Florida Gator. So we've kept in contact fairly well. Met John Cena after one show. The Miz a couple of times. Interviewed him as well. And he actually has... It was funny because we were joking because I was a football player with a wrestling show and he was a wrestler. I don't know if he still has it, but he had a football show at the time. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, neat. Yeah, I've actually got to meet and interview The Miz as well, and he was a pretty cool guy. So I know we're getting close to running out of time here. If you just dream scenario, I guess, magic wand, if you will, if you ever got to make that transition and step through the ropes, would you want to be a face or a heel, and who would your dream opponent, maybe give me a couple dream opponents in the ring?
Honestly, I wouldn't care if I was a face or a heel. What I would not want to be is one of these, I don't want to call it, I mean, everything's a gimmick, but like these funny comedic type guys. I guess just, I can be funny, I can be comedic, but the New Day is great in what they do, but I could never do that role. That's just not me. I'd be more like an Ultimate Warrior, not cutting promos quite like that, but, you know, a Warrior, a Goldberg, a Stone Cold, a very intense, a very in-your-face. Not the heel, not the anti-heel, not the baby face. I would just go out there, be very intense, in-your-face, Smash Mouth, and however the crowd reacts, let the crowd react. As far as dream opponents, I mean, for me, The Rock, he has such electricity. He's so athletic in the ring. I think it would be awesome to go one-on-one on the mic with what, in my opinion, is the Michael Jordan of the mic, and then his athletic ability in the ring.
Yeah, The Rock is another one of those guys that I definitely have in my top five of all-time favorites. So if folks want to get a hold of you, follow you on social media, kind of throw out your addresses and where they can find you.
Probably the thing I check the most is my Facebook, at Official Adam Carriker on Facebook. That's the thing I check the most. And I have a Twitter, at Adam Carriker 94. So those are the two things I check the most.
All righty. Well, Adam, good luck to whatever you decide to do in the immediate future. And we thank you for taking some time and joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Take care.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.